Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maagang pagbati ng Mother's Day sa lahat ng mga nanay na nakikinig sa atin ngayong umaga. At speaking of nanay, nasa kabilang linya kasama natin ngayong umaga ang isang nanay din para sa kanyang mga anak at syempre sa ilang mga international students dito sa bahagi ng Sydney. Kasama natin sa kabilang linya si Vida Fernandez mula sa Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Vida!
Hi, magandang umaga, Anne, and mga listeners ng Radyo SBS. Good morning to all.
Yes, alam ko Friday medyo puyat kayo dahil isang home concert ang ginawa sa unang pagkakataon. Ito ay tampok ang ilang local Sydney artists.
Yes.
Can you tell us
right.
about this concert at ano ang naging kwento sa likod ng concert na ito?
Okay. Actually, nakakatawa ang nangyari, Miss Anne. Hindi talaga namin in-expect na within a little span of time magagawa itong project na to. But God sent talaga yung people behind this home concert. So basically, mga third week of April na suggest yung isang officer namin sa APSA na why don't we do the same? Kasi at the moment nga, naka-lockdown lahat, ganon. Tapos ano, usually karamihan gumagamit ng internet and so on. So while doing that, it popped up to my mind si Miss Len, kasi he's a good friend of mine, Miss Len Puzan from MENM Production. So I've just messaged her, discussed about it. And after 2 hours, meron na siyang idea agad. And then the following day, naka-come up na siya with group of performers. Kaya talagang super thankful kami kay Miss Len. Siya talaga yung brain and behind this concert. And since this concert is actually for the benefit of Filipino international students in Australia, so we have dubbed it as Laban Kabayan at Home Concert.
Laban Kabayan dahil ito ay sabi mo nga for the benefit of Filipino international students, ano? Dahil sa ilalim ng APSA o ng Association of Pinoy Students in Australia, meron kayong special program na ginawa para sa mga Filipino international students na tinawag ninyo na Feed a Student program. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. Actually, we have two. Firstly, we have this Adopt a Student program where there are some households, thankful kami na may mga households that they have opened their doors for these international students. Kasi initially, way back March, may mga tumatawag sa amin na, nawalan ng work, ganun, walang pambayad ng rent, and so on. And we've discussed to some of our acquaintances who have opened their doors talaga to let some students stay at their place. So at the moment, we still have 5 households available sa mga nangangailangan ng matitirhan temporarily until matapos itong pandemic na to. And then secondly, so after mid-March, ganun, madami nang talagang nakikita mo na yung impact sa mga students na, especially sa mga hospitality industry, na walan sila ng work, ganun, wala ng pantawid ba? I mean, like, nahirapang bumili ng para sa food man lang, ganun. And although, while it is true na meron silang mga sponsors, but everyone is now affected. Pati yung mga dating tumutulong sa kanila is now affected. So we've realized na why come up with another program which we have called as Feed a Student program. So there are over 14,000 Filipino international students in Australia as at December 2019 statistics. Mm-mm. But we just aim to at least serve 1,000 Filipino international students. So with this Feed the Student program, we aim to give grocery packs. So what we did, we have created a Google form. We have posted this in Facebook. So whoever is in need of any grocery pack, they can register through that link. And from there, we will be able to note, or say for example, we have distribution in a certain area like Blacktown. We will invite those who are living in the West. Ganon. But we try to allocate 50 students per batch lang so that we can comply with the social distancing requirement.
Oo. And so far, ilan na ang mga napamigay ninyo, Ms. Vida?
We had 7 batches, so approximately 350 students. We had our last batch yesterday, thanks to Mentmore and Morley at Roseberry. So doon kami nag-distribute yesterday. That's equivalent to approximately 350 students na for that 7 batch. We aim to have at least 20 batch, yung for, equivalent to 1,000 students. Or at least 10% of that 14,000 Filipino international students.
Itong Feed the Student Program, Ms. Vida, one-off lang ba siya? Or is it a continuous effort?
Yeah, it's an ongoing. Actually, ang ginagawa namin, whenever we have raised an amount equivalent to one batch, then we call those students in the list. So we, at the moment, we have exactly 923 who are registered. So the first 50, we send them messages. Are you available at this location, at this day, at this time? And if they are free, then we will allocate that batch for them. And then after that, then the next batch. So we are trying to do at least 2 distributions each week. Kaya we already had 7th, and then 8th week will be on Tuesday. 8th batch will be on Tuesday.
Isang magandang program ito, no? Kasi alam natin, gaya nga na sinabi mo, nasa 14,000 sa buong Australia ang Filipino International Students. Pero dito
yes,
sa,
right.
Kumbaga, makatulong ka sa 300 or kung abutin man yung 1,000 na Filipino International Students, na malaking tulong to kasi malaking bilang yon kung tutuusin,
yes,
ano?
Yes, that's right, Miss Anne.
Mm-mm. At yung home concert nga na ginawa ninyo ay very, actually nanood ako hanggang matapos yon. Napakagaling ng mga local Filipino artists natin dito sa,
yes,
Sydney.
At
marami sa kanila ang talagang tumutok din at naghintay sila hanggang matapos. More than 3 hours yung home concert.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. At para doon sa mga gusto pang tumulong at syempre magpaabot ng tulong nila, open ito kahit kanino. No? Maganda rin, Miss Vida, dahil kahit mga dating international students, nakakapagbigay din sila ng konting tulong, di ba?
Yes, that's right. Kasi they know the situation of those international students. Kaya talagang nakikita mo, nakakatuwa, Miss Anne, na times like this, talagang lumalabas yung pagkabayanihan na spirit ng mga Pinoy.
Mm-mm. Yes, Miss Vida.
Mm-mm. So we still have this program. Actually, whoever would like to help, talagang madami pa, madaming nangangailangan ng tulong. So whoever would like to help, we have this GoFundMe. We have created the GoFundMe. We have shared this in our Facebook page. The link is GoFundMe Feed a Student Program. Or you can also send us a message via our Facebook page so we can reach out. Others have There are some restaurants who would like to donate food packs. So, don't hesitate to contact us and then we can reach out to as much students as we can. So at the moment, we have served 350 and we have still about 600 in the list. And ongoing pa yung registration until now. Kasi just imagine the 14,000 Filipino international students and we have 923 registered so far.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya tuloy-tuloy pa rin itong program na to.
Oo. At nakita ko rin yung Adapt a student program, kung hindi man makapagbigay ng tulong in terms of pagpapatuloy sa bahay, meron naman iba na nagbibigay ng in-kind, ano, gaya kunwari yung mga winter clothes, dahil lalo na ngayon malapit na yung pagpasok ng winter.
Yes, that's correct. And also, actually, Miss Anne, may isa kaming international students whose wife have just given birth to
healthy baby.
Healthy baby. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks old lang siya. So, as much as possible, tinututukan namin kasi both of them are not working, they're paying rent, and so on. Kaya talagang ang daming nangangailangan. Whatever we could give, in kind or in cash, then that's a big help for this group of our kababayans, the international students.
Last na lang, saan ulit sila pwedeng makipag-ugnayan, Miss Vida?
Through Facebook, they can message us, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia page or APSA.
Yes, at syempre patuloy pa rin ang pagtulong ninyo sa mga international students at yan ay APSA, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. Maraming salamat sa iyo, yes. Miss Vida, at all the best sa inyo.
Thank you, Miss Anne. And can I just say something to those Filipino international students who are listening at the moment? And pag hindi pa kayo nakaregister, don't hesitate. Or if you need anything, don't hesitate to message us. Be strong. Kayang-kaya natin yan. Magkakasama tayo. So, laban lang.
Thank you so much, Vida Fernandez mula sa Association of Pinoy Students in Australia.
Thank you, Anne, and to Radyo SBS.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.